5. The Seven Ajahn Mind Spirits. It is the presence of the seven Ajahn mind spirits on the primitive worlds that conditions the course of organic evolution. That explains why evolution is purposeful and not accidental. These Ajahns represent that function of the mind ministry of the infinite spirit which is extended to the lower orders of intelligent life through the operations of a local universe mother spirit. The Ajahns are the children of the universe mother spirit and constitute her personal ministry to the material minds of the realms. Wherever and whenever such mind is manifest, these spirits are variously functioning. The seven Ajahn mind spirits are called by names which are the equivalents of the following designations: intuition, understanding, courage, knowledge, counsel, worship, and wisdom. These mind spirits send forth their influence into all the inhabited worlds as a differential urge, each seeking receptivity capacity for manifestation quite apart from the degree to which its fellows may find reception and opportunity for function. The central lodgments of the Ajahn spirits on the life carrier headquarters world indicate to the life carrier supervisors the extent and quality of the mind function of the Ajahns on any world and in any given living organism of intellect, status. These life mind emplacements are perfect indicators of living mind function for the first five Ajahns. But with regard to the sixth and seventh Ajahn spirits, worship and wisdom, these central lodgments record only a qualitative function. The quantitative activity of the Ajahn of worship and the Ajahn of wisdom is registered in the immediate presence of the divine minister on Salvington, being a personal experience of the universe mother spirit. The seven Ajahn mind spirits always accompany the life carriers to a new planet, but they should not be regarded as entities. They are more like circuits. The spirits of the seven universe Ajahns do not function as personalities apart from the universe presence of the divine minister. They are in fact a level of consciousness of the divine minister and are always subordinate to the action and presence of their creative mother. We are handicapped for words adequately to designate these seven Ajahn mind spirits. They are ministers of the lower levels of experiential mind, and they may be described, in the order of evolutionary attainment, as follows. 1. The spirit of intuition, quick perception, the primitive physical and inherent reflex instincts, the directional and other self-preservative endowments of all mind creations. The only one of the Ajahns to function so largely in the lower orders of animal life and the only one to make extensive functional contact with the non-teachable levels of mechanical mind. 2. The spirit of understanding, the impulse of coordination, the spontaneous and apparently automatic association of ideas. This is the gift of the coordination of acquired knowledge, the phenomenon of quick reasoning, rapid judgment, and prompt decision. 3. The spirit of courage, the fidelity endowment, in personal beings, the basis of character acquirement and the intellectual root of moral stamina and spiritual bravery. When enlightened by facts and inspired by truth, this becomes the secret of the urge of evolutionary ascension by the channels of intelligent and conscientious self-direction. 4. The spirit of knowledge, the curiosity mother of adventure and discovery, the scientific spirit, the guide and faithful associate of the spirits of courage and counsel, the urge to direct the endowments of courage into useful and progressive paths of growth. 5. The spirit of counsel, the social urge, the endowment of species cooperation, the ability of all creatures to harmonize with their fellows, the origin of the gregarious instinct among the more lowly creatures. 6. The spirit of worship, the religious impulse, The first differential urge separating mind creatures into the two basic classes of mortal existence. The spirit of worship forever distinguishes the animal lover's association from the soulless creatures of mind endowment. Worship is the badge of spiritual ascension candidacy. 7. The spirit of wisdom. The inherent tendency of all mortal creatures towards orderly and progressive evolutionary advancement. This is the highest of the adjutants, the spirit coordinator and articulator of the work of all the others. This spirit is the secret of that inborn urge of mind creatures which initiates and maintains the practical and effective program of the ascending scale of existence. That gift of living things which accounts for their inexplicable ability to survive and, in survival, to utilize the coordination of all their past experience and present opportunities for the acquisition of all of everything that all of the other six mental ministers can mobilize in the mind of the organism concerned. Wisdom is the acme of intellectual performance. Wisdom is the goal of a purely mental and moral existence. The adjutant mind spirits experientially grow, but they never become personal. They evolve in function, and the function of the first five in the animal orders is to a certain extent essential to the function of all seven as human intellect. This animal relationship makes the adjutants more practically effective as human mind. Hence animals are to a certain extent indispensable to man's intellectual as well as to his physical evolution. These mind adjutants of a local universe mother spirit are related to creature life of intelligence state as much as the power centers and physical controllers are related to the non-living forces of the universe. They perform invaluable service in the mind circuits on the inhabited worlds and are effective collaborators with the master physical controllers, who also serve as controllers and directors of the projutant mind levels. The levels of non-teachable or mechanical mind. Living mind, prior to the appearance of capacity to learn from experience, is the ministry domain of the master physical controllers. Creature mind, before acquiring the ability to recognize divinity and worship deity, is the exclusive domain of the adjutant spirits. With the appearance of the spiritual response of the creature intellect, such created minds at once become superminded, being instantly encircuited in the spirit cycles of the local universe mother spirit. The adjutant mind spirits are in no manner directly related to the diverse and highly spiritual function of the spirit of the personal presence of the divine minister, the Holy Spirit of the inhabited worlds, but they are functionally antecedent to, and preparatory for, the appearance of this very spirit in evolutionary man. The adjutants afford the universe mother spirit a varied contact with, and control over, the material living creatures of a local universe, but they do not repercuss in the Supreme Being when acting on per-personality levels. Non-spiritual mind is either a spirit energy manifestation or a physical energy phenomenon. Even human mind, personal mind, has no survival qualities apart from spirit identification. Mind is a divinity bestowal. But it is not immortal when it functions without spirit insight, and when it is devoid of the ability to worship and crave survival.